Jeden.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Accent On and host Ilona Europa every Monday. New studios. I just love it. We just moved, or LA Talk Radio moved to another place, and it's just gorgeous. First, I love because we have sun, and sun is not going down this time. And obviously, this is something new. And we have beautiful windows. I can see the streets. What can I say? We have four beautiful new microphones, great tables, everything is fresh and just gorgeous. And today will be very unusual show. First, I will be very busy. I will be having unusual guest. I like very much this gentleman. His name is Jen Jenkinson, and he is a little bit late. He is just he was shooting a video. He will be telling us a little bit more about that, but he's coming. I'm expecting also very, very, very important phone call from El Salvador, and obviously this is one of those situations that is more serious, but very upbeat and very happy. I would like to share the great news from El Salvador, and my friend Brenda Small, who is working with A Gift of Life International. She's just right now there and has a very important mission, and I think is going very, very, very well. Then, big, big surprise. I don't even know how to explain this one. Obviously, I hope everybody knows that Ilona Europa means host of Accent On, the cute accented host, I hope. I'm originally from Poland. And I'm in America more than 20-something years, and feel like America is my country, but my first country is, of course, Poland. Last 2 years ago, I think I went to Poland with my dear, dear friend, Josh Harris, a very, very big remixer, producer from America. We are composing and writing some songs. And 2 years ago, we were working on an album that is called Rocktronica, which obviously from time to time I'm playing Easy Come, Easy Go song from this album, which I hope today I will be playing again. Anyway, I took Josh Harris with me to Poland. And this is one of those unusual situations in life. Then you call to somebody, to Josh. I never met him before face to face. I just was working on many, many songs with him, and one of them was Because I Love You, Flight to Nagasaki, which really, really did very well on the charts in the clubs. Then I just called to Josh and said, "Hi, Josh, we never really met. You are not in LA, but I got this cool few shows in Poland, and what do you think? Would you like to join me on a small tour?" And he said, yes. This is one of those very unusual situations. Oh, I will be finishing because a little bit later the story, I have phone call, and I think this is El Salvador. One moment, please. Hello.
Ilona.
Yes.
Hey, it's Marek.
Oh, Mareczku. Okay, I need to speak. Marek Śledziewski, he is in Poland. Marku, if you will be nice enough to call 6:30 America time, LA time, because right now we have scheduled a phone call from El Salvador, and then we have guests, and I have the beautiful...
No, 6:30 is no problem. 6:30 is no problem.
No problem. Lovely. Oh, that's beautiful. I just introduced you a little bit. I don't know if you can hear us. But yes, he will be calling, Marek will call us in 20 minutes. Okay, Mareczku?
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Bye-bye. Oh, this is one of those live radio moments. I love it. I was just talking to Marek Śledziewski, who will be talking to us, I think, in 20 minutes. And we will be playing amazing, a really hot song, Reggae Nights. And I do not want to spoil the surprise, because I know Marek has probably a wonderful story. But I was leading to this story, because when I took Josh Harris to Warsaw, to Poland with me, we met on an airport. And, okay, another phone call. This time will be El Salvador. I'm sure then I will finish our beautiful story about Warsaw a little bit later. Okay. Hello.
Hello, Ilona.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a wonderful, wonderful situation. I just was talking to Poland for a second, and to another guest who will be calling in the end of the our show. But really, that's what we are waiting for. We are waiting for this great phone call from Brenda Small. She's the president of Gift of Life International from LA chapter. And also, Brenda, you are right now in El Salvador, and you are with Gift of Life International right now. And I know you have so many good things to tell us. I do not want to really take over the beautiful conversation that you will be having with your guest. But please, can you take over and just explain what are you doing there?
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Ilona, for having us on. I am here in San Salvador, and I'm here together tonight with three of the doctors that we're working with this week. If any of the listeners were on 2 weeks ago, you'll remember Dr. Pierre Wong from Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and he's here with us because he's providing the training this week. Do you want to say hello, Pierre?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I miss you. Oh, that's wonderful. I cannot believe you are there and, you know, great things are happening. Okay, Brenda, tell us what's going on. What's going on? Some good news.
All right. Well, I also have Dr. Mauricio Velado, who is the interventional cardiologist here in San Salvador, and I have Dr. Guillermo Martinez, who is the chief of pediatric cardiac surgery.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to, you know, ask them a couple of questions and have them talk about what we're doing here this week. I'm going to start off with Dr. Martinez. Can you just explain quickly what your position is in your specialty and how long you've been practicing medicine here in El Salvador?
Hello, hello, Dr. Martinez. I need to say hi, Ilona Europa, accent on. Please explain. What are you? Yes.
Ilona. My name is Guillermo Martinez. I'm a cardiac surgeon. I was the chief of cardiac surgery at Bloom Hospital. I've been working here in this country for 25 years, but I started training in cardiac surgery in 81 in Buenos Aires. We started this program very, very early, in 1995. It's a very young program, and we start trying to get it bigger.
Okay. Thank you, Guillermo. And Mauricio Velado, interventional cardiologist. Mauricio, tell us a little bit about what you do and how long you've been practicing medicine here.
Hi, Ileana.
Hello. I just love, this is so wonderful, accented show. Today we really took over the world. Everybody has beautiful accent. Brenda, you need to have an accent too. I don't know which one.
I do. I do. It's just not the same as yours.
I know. Okay, yes, yes, yes. We would love to know. Yes, please, may you continue, Mauricio?
Yes, I'm a pediatric cardiologist, and I also do interventional cardiology. And I have been practicing medicine since 1994.
And Mauricio, let me just ask you, what does it mean to you to have Pierre Wong come down here and provide training to you this week?
For me, to have Pierre here is to have one of the best echo doctors in the USA providing me some training in transesophageal echo is a wonderful thing. I don't have to move to the States and pay a lot of money in World Congress to provide this training, and everything is for free.
And what does that enable you to do, the training that Pierre is providing? What does it help you with? How does it benefit the children and benefit you?
So that will benefit us because we will do better diagnosis and also provide also a post-op diagnosis of the surgical and
Okay, so basically it'll help you improve the outcomes of the surgery.
That's right.
Okay, great. And Guillermo, I wanted to ask you a little bit about
Hello? Oh, maybe we... Brenda? I think we lost you, but this is no big deal. Please, if you can call us again. We are here. It's very, very unusual having three doctors in one place who are just not only saving children's life, but we have also a doctor from LA who was 2 weeks ago our guest, Dr. Pierre Wong, and he's just there. He's just there and trains doctors from El Salvador for free on his own time, and they're back. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, we have, yes. Okay, hi, Brenda.
I'm sorry, we lost connection. Can we just continue quickly before we lose it again?
Absolutely. I just was mentioning again that 2 weeks ago we had Dr. Pierre Wong in our studio. And now, El Salvador, now you are in Salvador and you are doing all what we were talking 2 weeks ago, but really in practice. Please, please continue.
Okay, so I just asked Dr. Martinez about the last 3 years and the involvement of Gift of Life here in El Salvador and what it's meant to their program. So I'm going to let him respond.
Well, this Gift of Life has provided us with training, equipment. Many teams have come here from the United States and other countries to help us improve our program. And it has given us a goal, to follow. And our goal is to have a great cardiac center, a new great cardiac center in El Salvador will be example for all Central America.
Which is our ultimate goal, is to have a national cardiac center here, and we're all very excited about the progress that's been made, and the Salvadoran team here has been doing some great work, and the great teams and great training that we're getting from doctors like Pierre and other teams that are coming down have all helped us achieve this goal together.
Brenda, your trip is 5 days long when you are back?
I'll be back on Sunday. We're going to be doing surgery between... Today actually was the first surgery, so there was actually a one-year-old little boy that had surgery today, and his heart was corrected, and he's doing great.
Oh,
and they'll be doing one surgery every day this week, and that's part of the training as well. While they're operating on the children, the training is ongoing. So it's great because you're kind of doing two things at once, providing training and also saving lives at the same time.
And do you have outside of course, training process, and do you have a time also to have a little bit private time with doctors and just talk about anything else? You know, I know that all of you are working probably 12 hours a day, if not longer. How long is your day in a hospital?
Well, actually, we were talking about having a little bit of enjoyable time.
Yes.
Tomorrow, because this is actually a very beautiful country. Besides, you know, the fact that there's a huge need there, there's an awful lot of beauty in this country. And Dr. Wong and Fred Lee Kaplan, who's also here doing some other type of training, have never been to the beach here in El Salvador, and that's something that you have to do.
That's wonderful.
So I think the doctors are going to take some time off tomorrow, and I'm going to take some time off, and we're going to take our guests down to one of the beautiful beaches here in El Salvador and have some dinner and watch the sunset.
Yeah, you need to take care of them because I know how hard they're working. And, you know, you said that today, in a way... doctor saved first baby's life, 1 year old child. Tomorrow you have another surgery. All doctors have another surgery. Who will this be?
It's 11 year old. The child you followed.
So an 11 year old tomorrow.
11.
It's a complicated case tomorrow. So a little bit more difficult day.
I know. You know, Brenda, we know each other for so many years, and I had a pleasure to meet a few children who flew from El Salvador and had an operation in America, and then you brought them back just to L.A. for a little bit, peaceful time, and I had a chance to meet one or two babies, children. But 11 years old child means that for 11 years, this boy or girl is really starving for air, yes? Because their heart, I'm sure her heart or his heart is in very bad shape. And now tomorrow, maybe for the first time, a few days later, the child will be breathing with ease, yes?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah, actually that's one of the things in developing countries like El Salvador, where unfortunately the waiting list is very long. And some of these kids wait for a very, very long time. And, you know, fortunately this child, although he or she is 11, you know, they're going to get their second chance at life. And unfortunately that doesn't happen for all the children because they have to wait too long. But that's one of the great things about the training and the progress of the program here is that we're working down that waiting list and getting to these children earlier now. So it's a wonderful thing, and it not only helps the kids, but it helps the entire healthcare system here in this country.
You know, Brenda, I think it's so important to repeat, because you have always this question, people ask you this question, why you are choosing, or Gift of Life International is choosing countries like El Salvador. Do we need to do something in America with children with similar problem? Why in other countries?
Well, that's a very good question, and we get asked that question a lot. And it's a very simple answer. In the United States, we're very fortunate. And when you have a child or somebody with a life-threatening disease, such as congenital heart disease, you can walk into any facility that has a cardiac program, and by law, they will not turn you away. They cannot turn you away because it's a life-threatening illness. So you get treated. It doesn't matter if you have insurance. It doesn't matter if you have money. You walk in and you get treated. In countries that we're working in, like El Salvador, they don't have a system like that. So when you have a child here with a life-threatening disease, you don't automatically get treated. And, you know, there's many countries around the world that don't have cardiac programs. Here in El Salvador, they're fortunate because this program is moving along by leaps and bounds, and they're now able to help the children here. But before, you know, that wasn't the case, and it's not the case in a lot of countries. So that's why we chose to go to developing countries, because here, in countries like this, a lot of times, unfortunately, the parents are told to take their children home and let them die in peace because there is no help for them, and we want to provide that help and save the kids.
Wonderful explanation. And Brenda, you need help. Everybody needs help. Gift of Life International needs a lot of money, and money that will go straight to hands of children who need the help the most. And I would love you, again, if you can give us where and how we can get some help, and people who maybe listen and they know they have few dollars or more than few, and they can pass to Gift of Life International hands. And also, in the end, if you can give us again three names of these wonderful doctors who are there with you right now in Salvador, and please tell us how to find the organization.
Okay, well, yes, we are a volunteer organization, and we do need everybody's help. I am here tonight with Dr. Pierre Wong from Children's Hospital Los Angeles, Dr. Mauricio Velado, who's the interventional cardiologist here at Hospital Bloom, and Dr. Guillermo Martinez, who's the chief of pediatric cardiac surgery. And you can find us on our Facebook, on Gift of Life International Facebook, or Gift of Life LA Facebook, and also on our website, giftoflifeinternational.org or giftoflifela.org. And actually, if you don't mind, Alona, I'd just like to take one more minute, and I'm going to ask the doctors here from El Salvador to say something in Spanish to the Spanish-speaking listeners that we have out there, just for a second.
Wonderful.
Yo quiero decirle a todo el mundo de habla hispana que pueda ayudar a esta organización, que lo hagan, pues, a la dirección de Facebook, como lo dijo ya Brenda. Estas organizaciones ayudan mucho a nuestro país en los niños con problemas de corazón. Antes que ellos vinieran al país, nosotros no teníamos ni siquiera tapones o catéteres para cerrar defectos del corazón. No teníamos entrenamiento aquí localmente para poder, pues, crecer en el conocimiento, y gracias a estas organizaciones que proveen toda esta ayuda, nosotros podemos, actualmente ya poseemos estos dispositivos, estos tapones, gracias a la ayuda económica que gente como ustedes que están oyendo este programa pueden brindar. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Okay.
Also,
thank you very much, Mauricio, and Pierre.
Brenda, we love you. We love all doctors. We are sending big, big hug to all children who need our help. And I know we'll be seeing you, and probably we'll be talking in the studio next week with you, and you will tell us everything what we couldn't cover today. Yes?
Yes, of course. And if people want to watch our posts on our Facebook page, they can see what's happening on a daily basis.
Accent On is very, very proud to bring closer a Gift of Life International to our listeners, only on LA Talk Radio. Bye-bye, and talk to you next week. Thank you, doctors.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, that was very uplifting. I hope, you know, guests like that, they do not happen too often. Having three wonderful doctors in one place, doctors who are so busy to saving children's life, you know, having a really, I will say, chit-chat with us and giving us good news about how they save life and what they are doing in other countries and how really our people around us can help by sending little donation, money donation to Gift of Life International. I don't know. You cannot start better way my show. But show is getting also better and better with every minute because we have somebody very entertaining with us. Hello, my guest who was almost not here, but he made it, and I just love you for that too. Hi, John Jenkinson.
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here.
Okay, you know, you are here the second time. We know each other for maybe now 3 years, but I think this is our like third or fourth time that we see each other face to face, and I am so happy to know you more and more because time is passing by and you are more and more successful. Then you almost missed Accent On because you had something better to do, and I am very happy for that. I wasn't even angry because I love when good things happen to good people and especially my friends. What did you do and what did you reschedule? And I need to say how much I like you for that. Okay, explain us what was going on in your place, in your home. What did you do?
I love you too, Alona.
Thank you.
So, I'm just doing a little show here with HGTV. They're remodeling one of my rooms in the house. It's wonderful. And my wife, my lovely wife, Carmen, is so resourceful that... because basically what happened was, I was like, I need to get something remodeled. What am I going to do? Oh, I know what I'll do. I will approach HGTV because they do remodeling. We make a show. Hey, how perfect for us. And it didn't stop there. She continued on that road to contacting people, and we found a fireplace kit called Brick Anew. A lovely lady and a little husband and wife, mom and pop, stopped down in Atlanta, Georgia. Apparently this guy was bringing home business after business, and she kept saying no, 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 until finally she said, yes, this is a good deal. My wife found out about all this sort of thing, and turns out they're going to fly out from Atlanta to help us do the fireplace. They're giving us new fireplace doors, a new mantle, a new kit to make the fireplace look like stone, all for free. And the only thing I have to do is help them produce a new instructional DVD, which is all part of the HGTV thing. It's really great to be able to have all this stuff being done for free.
Repeat again, for free.
Yeah, for free.
Why do they do this? Because you are so nice, so cool, so smart, so known? Because we need to tell.
You know what? It's not because I'm known.
You are known. Your face is very known.
I would, you know, that's all relative. It depends on who knows, yeah.
You know what? Hey, if I see your picture, I say, I know this guy, and drives me crazy if I do not know what did you do before or after. But, you know, people like me, we are resourceful too. We are going on Google, and I know lots of my friends, when they saw this beautiful blue eyes on Accent On page on the Facebook, they said, I know this guy. I need to find out more about him. And then, you know, they were just telling me what they read about you here and there. And I know a lot of people are very interested, and they wanted to know, who is this man behind this great commercials?
When you say a lot, what do you mean a lot? Because if you have two listeners, Ilona, I'm going to come do this radio show just because I like you. I'm wondering how many radio listeners you actually have.
Okay, this is something that probably I am not supposed to say, but I'm proud to say, really, that our official numbers are around 15,000 people downloading physically, going and clicking on the Accent On, on the iTunes, on the Stitcher, and on LA Talk Radio page for Accent On, which you can see past 56 shows that I already had every Monday. And you can listen for free. You can download for free. And what can I say? Numbers are growing and growing. We also, LA Talk Radio is on a iPhone. You can also listen to this radio.
I have.
Android. And then, you know, is right now, I think in January, the number of people who just downloaded app for LA Talk Radio, and I'm hoping they're listening to Accent On also, is 150,000 and is growing. But this is internet radio station. An internet radio station has millions, billions, I don't know how many, but so many people listening live that, you know, I know how I started. I started, you know, from 1,200 listeners in the beginning. You know, that was very, to me, was like, who wants to really spend 1 hour listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa? And I was very happy that I could even accommodate some good time for 1,200 people. Right now, like I say, it's growing, it's more than 15,000. And I don't know, I'm very proud of that. And please, please, please pass along this information of the show, because Jenkinson is, I always cut you. I don't know why.
It's okay.
I say,
You know, no one can get it right. That's why I changed my name to Johnny Three Nuts, because at least then I started getting calls.
No, Johnny Three Nuts, I know you can just explain us this crazy name, and I know you did this like a few months ago, but I still prefer to call you Johnny.
Jenkinson.
Oh, I don't know why. You're Johnny, because you are my friend.
Because you're so sincere.
I am.
Because, yes, you are. And I beautiful. Am. Yes, I agree. I love it.
And then, you know, I want you to be just gorgeous. I want you to just have a beautiful show and your wife having the bestest house ever. And I cannot wait, because you will probably tell us when is your show on TV.
And we'll have a big housewarming party. You and all 150,000 of your listeners are going to come down to my house.
We will do live show. What about that? We'll do live show, and I will be walking around and explaining people what was before, what is after. You better make some pictures before and after.
Oh,
we'll post
on
Accent On.
Yeah, I'm keeping track of it as we go along the way. Absolutely.
Okay, outside of remodeling for free on your gorgeous house, and your wife name is again?
Garmin.
You next time you need to bring her over.
Okay.
What is she doing?
Well, right now she's taking a shower.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's what she was when I left.
Okay, that's really nice when you come back, but good
she
for
better
her.
Better not be in that shower, because my DWP bill was $758.
You know, I don't know what I did this month. Don't laugh at me. My washing and drying machine broke. And for like 3 months, I was washing in our beautiful complex with the houses. We have our special, very elegantly, we have lots of washing and drying machine for people who decide to not do this in home. But obviously, everybody wants to have
Laundromat.
That's what you call
it. It's called a laundromat.
Yeah, but this is like for you know, the houses that we are having around. And it's just gorgeous. Swimming
room.
Pool. Yes. Yeah, next. But anyway, and I was getting used to just dragging a tiny little, you know, stroller in my clothes, and it was like, okay, life is good. 30 minutes later, 45 minutes later, but my bill went down like crazy. And I will say, with all the money that I was putting there, around maybe $30 a month, I could not believe. I went down to $60 a month, and I have a house with 3 rooms. Then you know what's going on? And they say, you know, if you have good washing and drying machine, your bill is not so high. Now I have a new one. Then I will tell our listeners maybe.
Yes,
how,
please.
Yeah. Okay, outside of remodeling, what are you doing? Because obviously you are the face for progressive insurance commercial.
Stephanie Courtney is actually the face of progressive.
I would call you that you are the face for this commercial also.
Yes.
You're
very
recognizable.
I don't know if I told you. Breaking news! They pulled the campaign. I will, as of June, no longer be the face of progressive.
Oh, and Flo?
And so the savings are going to have to wait.
Which means that people who loved you probably will be very angry at progressive.
Yeah.
I will be.
Yeah, I would be.
Because I trusted you. When you were going around the country and you were just passing along the savings.
Trust is an interesting thing. And absolutely, there was a lot of trust building that's going on. However, it's very difficult to swim with bricks in your hands. And the biggest brick that I was trying to swim with was the snapshot thing.
Yeah.
Although it's a legitimate gimmick, not really gimmick, it's a legitimate thing that, you know, you plug into your car and it tells you, it just tells them 3 things. It tells them your braking patterns, it tells them how far you're driving and when you're driving, and it's just statistically going to be able to help you out. So it can only help you.
Yeah.
But how do you get people to actually believe that?
Yes, and
without somebody
additional, additional stuff that people just need to explain to us, and more and more, and then you have a lot of ladies who say, oh, what I need to do with this? Where I will put this? And when? How long they will tell me back that I did something good or right? And mostly I think our cars are in very good shapes, hopefully. But, and you say,
They didn't really do a good job of explaining it.
No, at all.
Through their advertising campaign. I wish I could have helped. I volunteered so many times to help them.
I think comedy always helps first.
Yeah. No, I mean strategically. But you know, obviously, you know, I am an actor. That's all we want you for. And I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing. I wanted to write with these guys. I kept volunteering. Listen, get me in the writing room. Let me help you, because if I can become involved with this at an earlier stage, we can really make this thing take off.
Yeah.
And they agreed. However, I think that there were certain people that may have felt threatened by it, or you know, by the fact that it's not normally done. But then, you know, another thing that's not normally done is sending a guy out on the street to share the savings of Progressive.
But worked.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
People loved it.
And again, it was like just really throwback, to, like you say, to 70s, mm-hmm. to 80s a little bit. But I think your face just stuck in the people's minds. And I think the trust, like you say, when you are, when somebody like you really is likable, and we watched you, we liked you, we like Flo, and the charisma between both of you, that was great. You know, just something was there that we enjoyed. And you know, it's hard to say bye bye to stuff like that. I think they will be in trouble to building new people who would like to follow the commercials, and they say, we're missing our guy.
Yeah, now they got an animated box. But the only reason they cut me was because of a thing called metrics. They are responsible to their stockholders. And ultimately, it comes down to the numbers. And I don't think that, like I said, they could have done a couple of better jobs explaining things. I think that that their target demographic was good. However, I don't think that they were advertising at the right spots. You know, what do I know, right? I know, but you know, what do I know? And ultimately, they couldn't say that this campaign, that the amount of money that they were spending on this campaign was translating into quotes and to conversions. So ultimately, that's why they end up pulling, even though they all loved it themselves.
And I know you are an actor, and I know that you have an agency right now that sends you on lots of
auditions. Yes, I've actually lost two auditions recently because of the mustache. So
they ask you to
The guys come out and said, the director came out one time and says, I love your brand. What do you got? You're a Progressive guy, right? Listen, the clients, talking about the clients, they love you in there, but, you know, can we do something with a mustache? I'm like, absolutely, of course we can shave it. You know, absolutely. I even had my agent tell them that we could shave it. But ultimately, they wanted to stay away from the fact, like, oh, okay, here's a guy who's associated with a different brand. We're a large brand. It was for a Castrol oil commercial. And the same thing has just recently happened with something else. So I've had two. Go ahead. What's that?
Johnny, I would like you to listen to very unusual phone call, because you are my friend, but this person who calls from Europe, from Poland, right now. Hello, Marek.
Hi. It's very late here. It's almost 4:00 in the morning, so forgive me if I'm a little bit brain dead.
No, you are not brain dead, but I would like to introduce you to amazing guy, Johnny Jenkinson. This is my very, very sweet friend. We do not see each other a lot, like I do not see you, Marek Śledziewski, a lot, but I call you my dear friend, and I also call Johnny my dear friend. And somehow I believe when you will be back in LA, you both need to meet, and you both will love each other, because the sense of humor and unusual way of looking at the world is very similar between you and Johnny. Hello, Johnny. Hello, Marek.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good. Wonderful, Marek. Nice to make your acquaintance over the radio.
Matt. Yes? Hello, Mareczku. Can you hear me?
Yes. Where's Johnny at the moment? How far away is he from me?
He's in Los Angeles. He's in a studio of LA Talk Radio, a studio in Sherman Oaks. Dan, you know this place very well when you are visiting.
Absolutely.
LA. Yes, and we miss you. We have two more very good microphones. When next time when you come, for sure you'll be live with us. Mareczku, I know that in Warsaw is right now probably 3:30 at night. 4 a.m.
Exactly.
And I know that you never sleep anyway, because you are not only producer, composer, you are filmmaker. You are just amazing what you do, and you are great into photographies. You play instruments. You just produce so many artists. And if I missed something, can you explain us who is Marek Śledziewski?
Basically, he's someone, to use an old Polish phrase, which I'll translate directly from Polish, he catches too many birds' tails at the same time.
So that's what we love about you.
He's a jack of all trades, and he's trying to master some of them. There you go. Because the phrase in English is master of none, but I'm not a master of none. I'm almost a master of a few of them. I'm trying to discover the world through art, and it's my passion that keeps me alive and ticking, and keeps me free from thoughts about the other side.
Mareczko, that's very beautiful said, and I think if people will know you a little bit more, they will say that you are very truthful, what you are describing about yourself. But I would like to present my friend even in a cooler way, because you are still very shy, although you are not, but you describe yourself very gently. First, you are man of the world. You speak how many languages?
I speak three or four fluently, and I like to think I speak a few extra.
I'm sure you do, but obviously you speak French, obviously you speak beautiful English, because you were raised in London, yes, in England, for most
absolutely of raised in central London, right next to Hyde Park, where I used to hang out with the punk era, that was the Stones
best.
First, I was a young boy, the Stones and all the great bands at that time, and then I went through the punk era, so
and
that
also,
was a very, very, very exciting time.
Also, I hope, and I know you'll be okay with that, I would love to have you for longer, maybe a few weeks from now, and we'll devote a little time to your filmmaking abilities, because I know you are just filming some very unusual project, and this is something that I think when I met you first time 2-3 years ago, that's what you were starting to do, but right now this is like almost a worldly project, and you are all around the world, not only accumulating a lot of money to make this movie happen, but can you explain us what is the movie about who?
Well, I'm currently working on developing, well, I'm not actually developing it anymore. The script's finished, and we're going into pre-production. We're just trying to raise the right amount of money about the legendary Polish painter Tamara Dalempicka, who is collected avidly by people like Madonna and Jack Nicholson. And she was the most famous painter of the Art Deco period. She came from Russia and went to Paris, and she died eventually in Cuernavaca in Mexico, but she's probably one of the most fascinating painters, and her life story is totally fascinating as well. So we're trying to get that project off the ground, as well as doing some other smaller film projects and a lot of musical projects and some art projects. I'll be in Venice at the Biennale supporting my friend with whom I work, Sonia Falcone. And we will be representing Bolivia at the official Biennale Festival in Venice. So exciting things, a lot of things.
I would love to have you and him on Accent On, because obviously this is something that fits beautifully what is Accent On about, about artistry, and a lot of wonderful things happen between people with accents all around the world, and new music, new artists that could be introduced with new project, new CD that is produced by Marek Śledzierski. That would be beautiful, because I know how talented you are. I'm just leading to this moment when I will be playing the song, which is, explain us very fast, how does this happen that you created the band? And I know that you...
The band is called Love Kings. Speaks for itself, the name, I believe. The song is actually, we have an English version, but we don't have it here, so we're going to listen to it in Polish. But it's a fun song that kind of mixes the Polish music of the 70s, people like Kombi and Lady Punk, with a bit of reggae. It's not really a reggae track, but it's kind of reggae-ish. It's fun. And it basically talks about, enjoying life in these tough times of recession, where you don't need money to have fun, to go out. You just need good music, good company, and maybe some other stuff I won't talk on the radio about. but you know, sometimes we all have our weaknesses. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay. This say no more, say no more.
I know that you will love, Johnny, you will love the song. And I just want to wrap it up, our conversation for right now, because we have 10 more minutes to end of the show, and I want to, of course, play the song. Mareczko, again, I don't know how to explain you, but one day when you are in L.A. or you need very unusual actor who is really good-looking, has lots of 70s, 80s, 90s in him.
Funny you should say that. Funny you should say that, because I was in Barcelona with my friend from L.A., Ryan. Hopefully he's listening, but probably not. He's probably surfing. and he brought over a couple of guys from L.A., beautiful people, really beautiful people, and I discovered a major talent in this guy. Who was over there? He's like an ex rock star. I'm not going to mention his name at the moment, but he's an ex rock star from LA. And I'm going to be doing a low budget film in Poland with him playing lead role. It's a small project, a very beautiful project. And we need actors. We need actors, man. This is rad.
No, this is what I'm saying. That our agency, I'm working with Vax also, and they have amazing artists from very known to a little bit less known, but A and B, you know. Anyway, I know that actors in LA, you can find them easily, but the certain actors that I think they have the it and unusual and mystique about them, I have this guy on my right side. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, what?
Honestly, it's very unusual.
Can you get him to read Shakespeare, Midsummer Night's Dream, right now, please?
Would you like?
Of course I can. Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. There I was, Saigon, 73. This is Shakespeare, right? So, no, I don't have it in front of me. Or memorized. But if you want to see some fun stuff, go to youtube.com and search J3. N-U-T-Z.
And okay. It's two, three nuts. That's what I say. You both will love each other. Is something there, Marek? I swear to God. I will send you the link.
And you are the most wonderful matchmaker. You're matching people from all around the world. What a great show.
And you know, I will see you, Marek, end of the May. I will come with Natasha, my daughter, for the second time to Poland, and I know that we will probably do something good.
We'll get in the studio, and we'll have fun in the studio. We have our own studio, so more than welcome, and we'll play some great stuff.
Wonderful. Right now,
I just wanted to say one last thing, and that's say hello to Janek Benedek,
yes,
who is my partner in the band. He's not here. He's sleeping. He has a wife and children and responsibilities, waking up in the morning, cooking breakfast for kids and all this kind of stuff.
Which means
I just want to say, Janek
Benedek.
You are my guitar hero. Thank you for being in the band with me. That's it.
Yes, we would like to say hi also from Accent On, from LA Talk Radio. We are hugging Janek Benedek, and I hope I will meet him also in Warsaw. But for right now, let's play our song Reggae Night by Love Kings. And I know that you are charting right now in Chicago very strongly, and I think this song can really, really break.
It went to number one on Polish radio in Chicago.
English version. Maybe Natasha will do it for you. Let's see what will happen anyway, or maybe trio, I don't know, for some. Anyway, I love you very much, Mareczku, and we'll be having a whole hour soon with you and any friend that you want to bring, and we'll be playing more music. But right now, I will say good night, and we'll be playing your song, Reggae Nights. Bye.
Goodbye. God bless. Take care, Johnny. Take care, Ilona.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay. Reggae Night, Love Kings.
Oh, yeah. Choose your heart, touch me like reggae night.
Хочется дать лишь пару скрыться в душе нам. Ты слышишь то, что мне сердцу гра, хоть мы на регги-найт.
To say, but we are crazy about this song. Johnny, what do you think? We love the song. Mareczku, I hope you have a good night, but this is a great, great hit, and I hope we can make English version of the song because it's very summerish, and I love summer happy songs.
So the, awesome, so cool.
Yes, and you know, you got jealous for a moment because you said that you wished you brought your guitar.
No, I can't compete with that. I mean, I have my own brand of humor in the music I can make up on the spot, but this is really well done. It's a fat full sound, plenty of transitions. It's really intellectual piece. I love it. It's got a great hook. It's got everything you want.
And
yeah, very catchy little whistling tune.
We love it, Marku. Very, very good. We really like it. Okay, maybe we'll finish. We have only a minute and a half, but I want to finish in some good way also. We started with organization that I love, and Axenon really supports Gift of Life International.
That's an amazing thing. I just honestly, I wish I could have asked those doctors a question. And
oh
that
my
is
gosh.
This. I mean, as a child,
yeah. Okay.
You know, from a child's point of view, why are there so many? Why does it happen? And why so many? That's really what I'd love to get an answer for.
I think we can carry this question and to Brenda. And Brenda is here with us because Accent Down really wants to put accent on Gift of Life. And I will do everything to make this organization being more visual, visible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say. I said visual, visible. And yeah, your question is, why?
Why the children? Defect? Why the defect? Is there something, you know, some chemical? I mean, look, there's toxic waste stuff, but, you know, why El Salvador?
No, this is not on El Salvador. They're all over. Happened that they're right now in El Salvador.
Oh, I see.
Yes. We are just that's
so
just
it's a
helping.
Genetic. They're saying it's genetic, and I'm wondering if the nature-nurture thing, obviously the nature can...
Yeah.
Can
probably genetic, probably bad food. I know you
are
very...
I really want to get to the bottom of it, though, because...
Okay, before I will say... No, that's a very important question. When Brenda will be here, I will ask her, and she will ask doctors, and maybe they have explanation why children in poor countries, especially you know, here, we really take care of them right away, like she mentioned. But outside, you know, they don't know how. They don't have hospitals. They don't have doctors who know how to operate on heart. Of child's heart with this type of sickness, then wow. Anyway, before we'll say bye-bye, and that was very nice to have you around. I hope I will make you famous in Europe. Okay, and I will make you a very good friend with Marek. I'll put you both together. And
I'm already famous in Sweden.
Okay, then that's Europe. Then now only, Poland, Warsaw. And
only until it wears off.
that's you know, artist life. It's always you are good. Then when
what have you done lately?
What did you do? What is your next song, next movie? But whatever. Anyway, I love you, Johnny. Oh, and I want to meet your wife. I'm so happy you have a beautiful home. And hopefully she will be very happy in a place that you are in. And I know we are almost done. Can you tell us, you are working with beautiful organization. I need to plug this organization for you too. Veterans. Can you explain us in one or two sentences what is this and what you are doing there?
I'm a member of the Hollywood American Legion, and it's just there's a lot of different stuff that we do. I teach a fitness class for old folks over there. I haven't done it in a little while myself because I've been so busy. But it's just something that I'm an active member of. It's nice to be part of a community that gives back. And unfortunately, it didn't get me out of a speeding ticket on the way here, but... Oh, it's okay.
Oh my gosh, guilt. Oh,
yes.
I'm so sorry.
Let it go. Let the guilt go.
Let the guilt go. But you know what? We are trying to do something good in life. And outside of that, we are trying to have fun. And hopefully, listeners have good time listening to phone calls from El Salvador, phone calls from Warsaw, and listening to John Jenkinson.
And next time, I promise it'll be 20% more entertaining.
I like that.
Jokes.
And guitar in your hands.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Until next time. Accent on, say bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.